So I seem to see a lot of extremes in artist promotions. Some would do absolutely nothing, while others, you know, they're spray painting sidewalks, stickering poles, and anything that'll take a sticker without giving too much away. What advice would you give artists as far as smart promotion of their pieces?
You know, I think making the most compelling piece you can make is the best promotion.
The piece should sell itself.
I think so. And, you know, I mean, Facebook is, you know, there's obvious things.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, I think that promoting within the context of Art Prize, because I like promotion. I mean, I think it's really compelling. If we're, we create an event, if I'm doing a concert, we promote it because we want to bring everybody in. But with Art Prize, I feel like there's this other thing that kicks in, and it gets, frankly, kind of carnival and a little grotesque.
Yeah.
And so our actually strategy, and one of our core values we reiterate with our team, is that we are not trying to win Art Prize.
Okay.
That is not our goal, to win the prize money.
I think that's an interesting perspective. And I always be curious, you know, from other artists, what's their motivation?
It's just not a motivation. In fact, if you, Daniel Pink wrote a whole book about the fact that money does not drive innovation. Actually, if run tests, international tests, and money actually brings innovation down.
Okay.
When money is in, a creative people start shutting down. It's not a driver for them.
Now, I didn't read that piece, but what was his thought on what did drive innovation?
What drives innovation is basically the love to do something, the desire to learn. Creative people, problems, you know, they're problem solvers. You give them a problem to solve. You know, how can we make really inexpensive laptops and get everybody in third world on? You know, that's the sort of thing, like a real big idea.
Right.
And for us, you know, Art Prize, really the big driver is, you know, with all respect to Cindy, is getting it outside of traditional venues. To me, that's a really compelling thing.
Well, yeah, I think that that is an interesting point. And I'm a huge fan of the Graham, always one of my favorite venues.
Me too.
But in addition to that, I'm always thinking, what can you do to get people going down Division to see some of these smaller venues? And there's some great pieces there, and you know, other areas that are off the beaten path. And one angle I see that Art Prize had done last year, and I haven't checked the site to see if they're doing it this year, and I'm hoping they are, is they were having like a top 10 for each neighborhood.
Oh.
So you can get people out into those different neighborhoods. And then in addition to that, some of the artists, I remember, I'm drawing a blank on his name, who did the children's mural the first year that was one of the top ones. He went down Division, I think it was at God's Kitchen. So you have a popular artist, you know, going to a venue that's not, you know, a regular venue. Or I think Chris Laporte, didn't he go to the Cathedral Square,
correct, yes,
which is a well-known venue, but sometimes people aren't venturing down that far. So I think that's kind of a cool angle to get people out and about. And you know, you've got, you know, the Graham and the Public Museum and UICA and, you know, perhaps the Bob that are kind of anchors, but to get people to be exposed to these other places. And there's some great art in those.
Well, and that relates to your promotion question too. I mean, if, you know, we have some of the best, I mean, being at Madcap, that's like some of the best Art Prize real estate in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also part of, you know, motivation for us.
Sure.
But if you're in an out-of-the-way place, you might have to work harder to get people there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Daryl, your thoughts and feelings on promotion, what works? And
I found it's really nice to, or really good to get to know people personally, just, you know, talk with them and chat with them. And, spend some time with the fans. They really like that, and then they tell their friends and they spread the word, hey, this guy's really cool, this guy's really nice, he's awesome, he's got great work,
sure,
whatever. But that seems to help. And sometimes I try to sell movies in my artwork too, like Inception or The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
Some of those had influences on my artwork.
Okay. So just try to be genuine and authentic, and the one-on-one approach with talking with folks. And
oh, yeah.
Cindy, what you seen as far as with the artists that you work with, you know, what works, what doesn't work as far as promoting one's work?
Oh, let's see. I think actually what Daryl was saying, the one-on-one approach, when artists stand by their pieces during Art Prize and talk to people about it, which is something Chris Laporte did 2 years ago. That's, and also being authentic, like he said, instead of being a show person or a PR person.
Right.
People want to know about what the art really means to the artist.
Right.
So that's what I think has been successful in the past.
Now, I know Art Prize can be a huge time commitment as far as, you know, curating, operating a venue, as far as being an artist, but do each of you have time to get out and about and enjoy other pieces?
I'm actually scheduling time in, during my work day to do that. Both myself and our director, Dana Fries Hansen, are making an effort to go out and see as much of Art Prize as we possibly can.
Okay. Daryl and Rick?
Yeah, I'm going to try to this time.
Okay.
Because last year I just stood by my piece, but I'm definitely going to try to walk around a little bit more.
Okay.
So. Yeah, first two pieces, when we did the Wonder Wagon and then we did Plan B, it was almost, you know, we were really kind of riveted to our piece and we had to be there because of the nature of the work. Last year, my wife and I actually ended up writing an article about what our take was on the top 10, which is really cool because it got us out looking at really looking because we knew we had to write about it, and then talking to artists. And it was really, last year was the first year that we got really began to get a good sense of kind of the whole overview of the Art Prize. We'll do that again this year.
And what were some of your thoughts and feelings on the top 10 from last year for those who might not have caught the article?
Oh, you know, major disappointment. You know,
why disappointed?
Well, I have a master's degree in painting. I've been doing this professionally for over 25 years, so I have developed a kind of criteria for work. I want to be challenged. I want to be confused. I want to, what Cindy's saying, I want to keep coming back and to a piece that begins to haunt me.
Sure.
And, the crucifixion, the bears in the fountain, these pieces, the giant penny, they were just kind of like a big gulp of Mountain Dew. It's kind of like a, quick.
Sure.
It was like junk food. It's like art junk food.
Right.
And, that it's extremely accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's got a penny in their pocket. Mm-hmm. So on that level, it's kind of smart.
Right.
In this context.
Right.
But for myself, as somebody who's, been a working artist all these years, it just doesn't do anything for me. And so it ends up being really disappointing.
But then it seems that if people see that those get into the top 10, the next year they go and duplicate that. It seems like there's a formula almost.
Yeah, and again, that kind of artist and that kind of mentality is not food for me.
Right,
and
fair
so,
enough.
In an opportunistic way, how can I win Art Prize?
Mm-hmm.
That's not art to me.
Right. Now, Cindy, had you had a chance to hit some of the exhibits last year? What did you connect with?
Yeah, there were certainly things at the UICA. It tends to be the larger exhibition centers that I get to see.
Okay.
So I didn't have a really good grasp of Art Prize last year beyond what was in the top 10 and the top 50. We were somewhat disappointed with the top 10 last year. But, part of it is what art gets entered.
True.
I think this year, 2012, there was a lot of really high-quality art that was entered and to choose from. So it may, Art Prize may have its ups and downs and just be a cyclical thing.
Well, I think what I come back to is year one, 2009, Rick DeVos brought up this whole thing. He wanted to create a conversation. And with that top 10, there were some pieces that people just weren't hot on. Well, it created a conversation. So, I guess his goal was achieved there as far as from that perspective.